You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Almost 3 years ago, we entered a summer of devastating floods that have altered the landscape of our neighbourhoods and the demands placed upon governments, both local and national. To track dangers of this sort, every 3 years, the Ministry of the Environment releases its report, Our Environment, which accumulates and analyses the environmental monitoring done around the country to keep track of changes and preempt dangers. I speak to Craig Stevens, professor in the Department of Physics, on the report and its implications for all of us.
Before we get into the implications of the report, could you give us an outline for what the Our Environment report is and how it is written?
Yeah, so it's a regular report that the Ministry for the Environment brings out every couple of years, and it's a summary of the most recent science around how the ocean and marine environment is going, but also how that has implications for coastal communities and, you know, wider societal impacts, and then looks a little bit to the future. So it's very much sort of a health card on how our moana is going.
Right. And let's jump into it. How is it going?
I have to give the report credit. It is pretty upfront with some of the challenges that are coming at us from the ocean. And, of course, this is primarily in terms of climate. And so our emissions are changing how the atmosphere works, and that's trapping heat in the planet, in the planetary system, more heat than was trapped, before we were generating lots of fossil fuels. And the big challenge for us is that over 90% of that heat ends up in the ocean. And so nations or economies that are very much tied to the oceans really want to be paying attention to how those changes are coming. And so, you know, Aotearoa, New Zealand is a sequence of islands in the middle of the Southwest Pacific. So ocean changes are incredibly important for us. Saying that, there's multiple pathways with which those impacts can arrive and are arriving. And so some of that is around just direct heat in the ocean. And so people will have heard about marine heat waves. So that's a pulse of warm water that'll hang around for weeks to months and just make it really challenging for the ocean to operate how it normally operates. But then there are also impacts around, people would have heard of ocean acidification, that makes it difficult for certain kinds of marine life to operate and how they have in the past. But then that feeds through to impacts on fisheries. And so, you know, there are parts of our economy that rely heavily on being able to catch sustainable fish harvest. And so there's a whole range of impacts that come just from the sort of changing ocean. And probably the one that there's a lot of focus on is around sea level. And so sea level rise. And that gets very sort of global in the sense that melting of ice in Antarctica, but also warming of the oceans throughout the planet has an impact on our shores, even though it's tens of thousands of kilometres away from where the sort of the problem is starting, if you like. And that sea level is set to rise by tens of centimetres over the coming 50 to 80 years. But you don't necessarily want to be caught up in just that fixed amount, because it's then tied into storms and storm surge and so event-based things. And then finally, on that note of storms, a warming ocean is more likely to generate tropical cyclones or certainly very very wet weather activity. And so that then has implications for how we live our lives on land. You know, if we're going to be hit with Gabrielle-sized events a couple of times a year, we're going to need to be much more resilient in our emergency response and our sort of operations around dealing with heavy inflow of water. So there's lots of challenges that are coming at us from the ocean. And, you know, the report doesn't necessarily have the answers, but just improving our awareness and our evidence base for seeing what where the pressure points are coming, I mean, that's hugely important.
Right. So very broad impacts from things like erosion to, you know, we might expect higher levels of insurance costs to fewer fish in our oceans when we go out fishing. A broad impact, you'd say, on the lives of...
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, two-thirds of the planet is ocean, and yeah. So impacts that come from this sort of collector of all this heat, they're going to come in lots of different ways. And you're absolutely right in that you know, I've sort of talked about the environmental and the sort of direct of environment to economic impacts, but there'll be those broader impacts that will be, you know, through increased insurance, through increased rates, but also a changing international economy as our sort of trading partners in the global economy are also dealing with the challenges that come from climate. Be that, you know, maybe having to change how their economies work or what they produce, but also having to respond to weather-related impacts, which I think we're pretty certain will be coming from a much warmer ocean.
So obviously a report like this gives us a really useful and important insight into what problems might be coming down the line and how we might address them. What might be the gaps in this report that we might need to invest in understanding more in the future?
Yeah, and so, you know, I think the report does, they've worked really hard to synthesize the available bits of work and information, but we have a very fragmented sort of environmental sort of monitoring and forecasting system. It's, you know, it's done in little pockets that come and go from a national perspective. We can take advantage of global tools, but, you know, we can't always rely on them, and we can't always be certain that they've got Aotearoa's best interests at heart. And so, you know, the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment has put out a number of reports just pointing out that we have arrived at a place where a lot of our sort of environmental evidence systems are very fragmented. And so, you know, the report points to how we might improve that to provide the best information in a cost-effective way, so to help us respond. But I will say, I feel like it paints a slightly rosy picture. You know, environmental monitoring has been it struggled to maintain consistent funding. I will say, in the most recent Endeavour funding announcements from MB, there are three or four new ocean projects or programs starting up, but really they're only for a few years. And the one thing we know about sort of climate challenges is that you need sort of long-term consistency, and so you'd be better off funding something for a modest amount for a long time than a big whack for a couple of years. So yeah, there are challenges, but this kind of report I think helps everyone understand more clearly why we should be valuing the Moana, our ocean. You know, we're an island nation sitting in the middle of it.
Awesome, Craig Stevens. Thank you very, very much.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
That was Craig Stevens, Professor in the Department of Physics at the University of Auckland, on the Our Environment report.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.